Good afternoon. Welcome to Eurofresh half-year financial results presentation. We are very happy to have you all with us today. And before I'm going to pass over to Luis Amaral, our Chief Executive Officer, few technical issues. First of all, your microphones and videos are blocked, and let's keep them this way during the whole event. Secondary, after the presentation, we're going to start the Q&A session. If you've got a question, please ask it via chat. Luis, could you please start?
Yes. Hello, good afternoon. As you saw, we published yesterday night results, and now we try to present to you how the business is going. It's obvious for all the players a different year because COVID made relevant changes on the market. Thanks God you are one of the businesses that still have a business. Some other people are not so lucky. And our business, I'd say, has been quite resilient. If you look at the group size, even if affected somehow by COVID, because some of our businesses lost a lot, like the Horeca business in general, or even Contigo, our sales are 2% year-on-year up in the total business. We present 337 million of EBITDA IFRS 16, which will be about 150 before IFRS 16, which is basically the same result than 1 year ago. On wholesale, we have been focused on the digital transformation. As you know, we merged ECA, so Aerocash Alcohol with Aerocash Distribucia. In Aerocash Distribucia, we had very good penetration of Aerocash.pl, and we have been making a big effort now to do the same thing on the clients of ECA. In general, business is going quite stable, independent of what is happening. So the sales are roughly the same than last year, and a bit slightly over last year. On cash and carry, we had 4% like for like. On the retail, and I take advantage to introduce my colleague Noel. Noel joined us almost 1 year ago. And first he was in training, after he started operations, but was caught by COVID at the beginning of his operations. And as soon as I finished integration, he introduced himself for all of you to know where Noel comes from and why he's with us. So in retail, sales were up 5%, EBITDA 2.5%, and the like-for-like of Delicatessen Centro was 5.6%. Projects, Dujoben is expanding quite fast. It was less affected by all the situation, as now 96 stores at the end of the year, at the end of the first half of the year. Contigo was more affected because the stores are on the shopping centers, even if big part of the sales were deviated during the COVID time to online. Obviously, still the shopping centers traffic is still very below what was before, and the like-for-likes are now noticeably lower than last year, while in 2019 were quite good. Just picking on wholesale, as we said, the main effort has been digitalization. Digitalization takes different formats. We have been doing the launch of Aerocash Marketplace, where the idea is to give a full assortment to our clients in order for them to don't have any limitations when they sell to clients. So assortment for a small store can be on hundreds of thousands, not on thousands as it is today. Aerocash POS, it's the new project which will try to integrate the data sell out from our clients, mainly from the franchisees, to create the database which will feed everything we'll do in Aerocash.pl and to make all our promotions much more consumer-focused using the independent trade. By the other side, we have been on Aerocash Cash & Carry. We launched the app. The app is to facilitate the way you do shopping, the cash and carry, and is also going to be integrated on Aerocash.pl. On the on the online side, has been we have been working a lot with Delicarta. Delicarta is now 400,000 users and is more or less responsible for 50% of sales of Delicatessen Centrum. So if it is a tool which was launched around 2 years ago, it's been quite important and is growing the importance a lot. And as you know, we acquired the Frisco, and the percent we invested in Frisco in 2014, and we have been going together with MCI, and now we bought their part. Frisco was one of the businesses which was positively affected by COVID. The sales basically doubled year on year, and the company is now very near break-even. So I will say now, just pass the word to Noel to introduce himself, and after you go from there.
Yeah, thank you, Lewis. So good afternoon. And by way of background, if I start my career, I have 22 years in retail, 18 years of which is on management board level. That's spent across two companies. And the majority of that time, in fact, 17 years of that time was spent at Lidl. Some of that time was in Germany, but most of that time was in the UK. And whilst in the UK, 13 years on the group board, overseeing the rapid expansion of the discount chain within Great Britain. And to put some context to this journey that we were on in those 13 years and anchor some of those achievements, this was taking the business from just under 200 stores to over 600 stores. And in terms of sales, this was approximately 700 million GBP annually to 4.5 billion GBP in the same time frame. And this together was building the whole infrastructure, including logistics and the operational platform to facilitate this growth. So after 17 years, I decided to step down whilst approaching the age of 40, decided for a change and moved to a small entrepreneurial business, which was Crawshaw's, and where I spent 3 years. And the 3 years in this business was really a similar story of rapid growth, but from a much smaller starting point. So this was a business that was turning over circa 24 million. And in those 3 years, we grew it to 50 million. And it's a fresh meat high street shop together with some wholesale business as well. So that's my career today up until Crawshaw's. As Lewis mentioned, I joined 1 year ago. The first 6 months, so towards last year, was really an onboarding process, understanding the business, the whole of the business, but specifically the retail business, as well as the retail landscape here in Poland. And then really getting under the covers of all the work that's happening with the integration. And last year, particularly taking us to the beginning of this year, where the technical infrastructure and organizational integration was complete at the beginning of this year. And at the beginning of this year, I was able to take full responsibility of the retail business. And in that time frame, over the last 6 months, we've been, let's say, extremely busy in building our retail experience and continuing with our consolidation and integration, but importantly, from my perspective, the unification of our the three legacy retail businesses into one. So that unification is where we are today, and that's what will continue for the foreseeable future, particularly for the rest of this year, but also going on into next year.
Okay, so let's come back to our presentation of financial results. As usual, we start with the macro economy introduction. As we know, we are in the middle of COVID pandemic, so the fact is that we are really living in a very uncertain economical environment. However, what was observed, because we already after the publication of the official results for the Q2, the Polish GDP went down lower than expected in past, so 8.2%. And the same was almost very directly correlated with the retail sales drop of 10.7% exactly at the same time in Q2. So generally speaking, there more and more the voices from the macro researchers are that probably Poland will go more through U-turn or V-turn rather than L-turn in the recession. But of course, we need to be careful and wait whether we'll face the second phase of pandemic or not. At the same time, on the other hand, the inflation in Poland is one of the highest in European Union, and it's growing quite constantly. If you are looking into macro environment from the perspective of the stores, on the top of the slide you have the data from the Nielsen, which is showing the dynamics of the different segments of the market. Generally speaking, as you can see, the first half of the year in comparison with last year was quite, I think, normally spread like in past. So on one hand, you have still hypermarkets who are giving the market shares to other segments, and at the same time you have the growing discounters and supermarket, and also our addressable market, which is small format. If you are double clicking on the right hand side at the top, you can see that generally speaking it's growing in the main segments of convenience stores, which are usually our regular clients in cash and carry, and also small supermarkets. At the same time, of course, there's a constant pressure which is not appearing this time, but we can observe it for a while on the small stores below 40 square meters. And I think what's the new phenomenon in Q2, also I think I come back to this when we'll discuss the impact of COVID on the sales of Q2, is the fact that specialized stores went down in first half of the year, and probably mostly it's relating also to the petrol stations. At the bottom of the graph, we are trying to show you the trend based on CMR data, which is measuring the number of transactions, value of the basket, and the number of items per basket on the stores between 0 to 500 square meters. As you can see at the beginning of pandemic, which was end of Q1 and beginning of Q2, we had a very dramatic drop in the number of visits in stores in our segments as well. I think it was observed in other segments. And at the same time, the value of the basket was growing quite rapidly. Right now, the value of the basket is coming more into the direction of pre-pandemic time. And the same is relating to the number of visits. Of course, we have some seasonality effect here, so we cannot compare like one to one, but with the general numbers, I think the message is that we feel here some stabilization. Let me go segment by segment. So we start with the wholesale, and on the wholesale side, as was mentioned by Luis on the digitalization part, we are recording very nice growth of sales via our electronic platform called eurocash.pl. In the first half of the year, we're selling through this platform 2.1 billion Polish zloty, which is significant growth from the last year, and also number of the clients grew from 10,000 to almost 15,000 as of now. At the same time, at the bottom of the slide, you can see that the application, which is facilitating the use of Eurocash SA, is also growing quite nicely and steadily. So the aspect of convenience, which we're biting on, I think it's more and more visible. In cash and carry, we kept, although the slowdown of Horeca business and petrol stations, for example, but mostly Horeca in terms of cash and carry, we kept the positive like-for-likes even in Q2. And all of this transformed into the following results. The growth of the sales in the first half of this, it's 0.3%, and at the same time, our EBITDA was growing from 180 to 192 before IFRS, and from 289 to 277 after IFRS. If you would like to a little bit decompose the sales, the facts are following. We're growing in all segments except Horeca business, which, you know, it's the most affected by the pandemic. And also in the second half, if you would decompose here the same graph, you would see that we had some drops of sales in tobacco business, which is connected mostly with the petrol stations at our key accounts, for example, the operators of the airports in Poland. Also, it's maybe worth to mention that in second half and in the third half, we'll have the in base still the effect of Orlen, which was leaving us last year. So still, you know, on comparable basis, it's included in base. Let's go into retail results right now. As Nello was mentioning, the fact is that, you know, right now we are working as a one company, which we reported to you in past, and more it's less dramatic change like we did with the IT systems, for example, or putting new organizational chart and new people in the work, but rather it's a more and more execution and focus for the coming quarters. All of this is translating into very nice results on the Delicata, which we mentioned as well, that, you know, the total users, we have 1.9 million as of June 2020, and mobile app users, it's 400,000. So you have some growth rates here on the slide. I think it's also quite nice from our perspective. At the same time, we are trying to introduce, and right now we are testing the pick and collect program in all our stores, almost all our stores. And from like-for-like perspective, you know, the second quarter was quite stable, and the growth was 1.1%. Going into the results, the facts are as follows: that we had in this segment one lagger, if you wish, worst performer, which is in Medio. As part of you knows, this is the kiosk which are located mostly in the shopping malls, and due to the fact that we had lockdown till the beginning of May, and even today the number of the visitors in the shopping malls is lower than before pandemic. So of course we are reporting here the lack of sales in comparison with last year, and also you will see exactly the same like Luis was mentioning in Contigo. And at the same time, the growth in franchise business and then in the own stores was exactly recorded as you can see. The total segment grew 5% and EBITDA grew after IFRS from 138 to 141, and before IFRS it was quite stable year on year. One maybe more sentence, it was mentioned by Luis as well before, so I will not go into the details. Maybe it's what's worth to mention is that on Thursday we are opening 100 store in Duży Ben, so the project is progressing quite fast. So any of you who are in Wrocław are welcome really to visit our store. Probably we'll have some activity around and good prices. And the project is really on the good track for the breaking even, and I hope we'll be able to report to you shortly about the fact. Total sales of projects, still it's small number in comparison with the rest of the group, but very nice growth rates, mostly as we said in Duży Ben and partly in Contigo, which is online growth in reality, and the fact is that we had problem here in offline stores, and also very nice growth rates in ABC on wheels. Still the investment in this segment, it's under control as we said before, and we are not crossing the previous estimations here. All of this translates into the consolidated financial result. The growth of sales was 2%, reaching more than 12 billion Polish zloty, and at the same time the result was quite stable, as I said before, and was, you know, 160 before IFRS in past and 150 right now, and after IFRS 337 and in comparison with 336 this year. Maybe it's worth to mention that in this result we have around 17 million of cost. Maybe part of you remembers that for the first quarter we had 10 million recorded, and right now for the second quarter it's around 7 million. Let's go to the cash flow, last few slides. The cycle of cash conversion cycle is quite stable. As you can see, it's around 25 days for very long time in all quarters. Sometimes, you know, it's a little bit better or worse depending on the seasonality between different components of the working capital. And if you are looking into the cash flow itself, It's worth to mention, like Luis said, that we acquired Frisco, remaining stake in Frisco. The amount of the acquisition was 134 million Polish zloty, and at the same time we were buying our second biggest franchisee in Delicatessy Centrum, and the value of the transaction was 25 million. So altogether it's probably the two biggest items in our cash flow. And I'd like to also add here one more remark that even during the pandemic we were able to refinance our balance sheet. Maybe part of you remembers that, you know, the maturities were due in September this year, and during the between August and June we fully refinance balance sheet, and right now current maturities are 3 and 4 years. So it gives us some confidence and security here. And that growth is mostly connected with the acquisitions I said before. And maybe the last very technical remark for those of you who are doing some analyst reports regarding us. The fact is that we start to consolidate the balance sheet of Frisco at the end of June, and we'll start to consolidate income statement of Frisco from the third quarter. So in the third quarter, for the first time, you will see it as a part of projects. Thank you very much. And as Magda said, right now, please ask whatever question you would like to have to us via chat, and we'll just read them and answer all of them, whatever is the question.
So we've got the first question, in fact, and what is needed to increase the profitability of the retail?
So maybe I take this question. The first thing that's needed is the work that we're doing on the unification and the consolidation. So that means unification of the teams and the people to develop our culture and our way of work. It also means to unify our consumer proposition in terms of the work that we've got to do with assortment. We finished the price and promotional policy, and the work that we've got to do on assortment is going to further enhance that capability. And this work is happening as we speak now, and will be the main heavy lifting work of the next 6 to 12 months. So we will be able to update further next year, because we're in the process of putting these plans together, and the management board will be signing off the updated plan and strategy in November this year.
It was just the one question. We are waiting for another one. Please ask the question via chat.
While waiting, maybe we can ask you as well, you know, for some kind of the feedback. As you can see, we changed a little bit form of our presentation. Instead of having the conference call, we went into video conferencing. It has probably plus and minuses. So, you know, even if not now, we would really appreciate your comments regarding the format of the presentation, as we would like to keep it for future. So the feedback is really welcome, what to improve.
So meanwhile, just to reinforce that what's the objective of Eurocash Group and what they've been working in the last few years is to first on the wholesale side to be sure that our clients are more efficient and they have different tools to compete with the so-called modern trade. So the digitalization, which I think is moving quite fast and in different fronts, it will be the key for the success of the wholesale. The wholesale business keeps being very stable, keeps growing, but to give a quality jump, we need to reinforce even more Eurocash.pl. We need to integrate with the POS project and with the Eurocash marketplace. So these are main strategic projects which will be working. We started some of them 2 years ago, some of them 1 year ago, and some from this year, but at the end all we will integrate in a proposal which will be quite different from any wholesaler in Europe. And this is the work I say we are focused in the next 2 years to come, is to have a completely digital offer on the wholesale side. On the retail, as Noel said, we made a lot of work last year integrating the two businesses, and now we are mainly working on consumer proposition, what we are proposing from our stores. And you know, we are second biggest chain in number of stores, and we believe that there is a lot of space to grow as soon as you have a solid base with the with what you have today. We are working on the online strategy. We are quite happy with the acquisition, and we are thinking how this expansion will be done within the next few years. And we expect also in November to approve the business plans in case of Frisco and retail for next 3 years to approve how it will be the expansion of Frisco. But it's more or less decided that we'll go ahead. Today we have more than 50% market share in Warsaw, which is obviously very impressive, but the problem now and the or the opportunity now is as we'll go to other cities, and that's what we will be working until November on this. Any other questions?
Yes, we've got the question. Can I just comment the current situation in the business, July and August? How's the situation?
So, what we see is obviously a stabilization of the business compared with the previous. July and August obviously depends a lot on weather on our side of the business, because we are very big on soft drinks and beer. So I would say the business is coming to normal and is being reflected just different weather. When weather is better, sales are better. Weather is worse, sales are slightly worse, but it's, I would say, business as usual. Things are starting to normalize and we feel this normalization.
Okay, next question. What was the main driver for the lag between PC retail like for like and that of wholesale?
Retail and wholesale are in the reality not so much connected. Obviously you operate on the same market, but wholesale you operate very different businesses from cash and carry to the tobacco business. So the wholesale is, I'd say, more complex in terms of the structure, and obviously depends a lot on development of traditional trade or independent trade. And after, we fight for market share within this market. Retail has been a year of organization, and we have been focused much more in putting the things in place, and that has been the main effort. So I would say they are not so much connected. They work on the same market, but at the end, the work are two completely different streams. Ones are basically trying to do more efficient and running the business as always, and the other ones are creating the basis for a business that can grow in the future.
Next question. Could you please give us more color on the track of sales recovery through second quarter? I would assume April was much tougher than May, June, as well as creating up then on Q2 so far. Second part of the question is already answered, and the first one.
So you had, I say, each of the months was very different. I will say that April and May, each of the week was very different. Things were changing, the rules were changing all the time. So things were pretty unstable. We're controlling everything daily, where the board was having daily meetings to see what was the situation, what changed, and what we have to adapt. And until third week of May, this was what happened. So it depends a lot on the ambience exterior, or if people had to queue in stores, if they don't have to queue, if people are afraid of going out of home, if people are going near, people are going farther. And there are so many different impacts that it's quite difficult to measure. I would say Easter, which was the peak point, our Easter was more or less like the previous year, which for us was quite a surprise. We're expecting a worst Easter, which we didn't see. In June, things start to normalize and was mainly weather connected than any other thing. and we didn't feel anymore the big pressure from COVID during the month of June. So life started to be normal.
Okay, so the next question, to Noel. How do you see combination of retail and wholesale, including franchise clients under one roof?
Well, we see it as a retail business because the franchisees are retailers as much as the owner store is retail as well. So we're creating our retail business not so much as combining with wholesale or plugging into wholesale. That's I think the really key point from our side, and we're building all the infrastructure and the people and being really focused on the Delicatessy Centrum brand, the consumer proposition and the consumer behavior. So I see there being some synergies and benefits and best practices as well, because the nature of the franchisees with their entrepreneurial flair and the way that they really are close to their consumers, there's a lot that we will learn in the more structured and disciplined own stores. But conversely, within own stores, there's some discipline and structure and organization that the franchisees in the future will also benefit. So the focus is not really looking at combinations or integrations with wholesale. It's creating our retail business through a retail lens for the end consumer.
Okay. Next question, Frisco. What should be the Frisco contribution to sales and the EBITDA this year?
You know, I'll say that still this year Frisco, it's more or less irrelevant in terms of sales and a bit, if you look at the dimension of the group, it's a small business, it's a business in Warsaw. It's on break even at this moment at a bit level, which is very good news. And I would say that their clear COVID helped us because we just had to open a new distribution center, which was supposed to give us volume and capacity until 2022. And suddenly the sales doubled. So we achieved almost full capacity of this center in Warsaw. The discussion with Frisco is not what represents this year. I say in sales probably 200 million or something like this, and in EBITDA should be very near zero. What is relevant is what we are going to do with Frisco in terms of future. And as I said, we are now with the management of Frisco designing this strategy, but clearly we see it as one business that we should develop. We believe on retail online, and we have the best asset in the country by far. As I said, it's not by accident that we have over 50% market share in Warsaw, and that shows the potential we have on this market, and we'll be investing on this market.
Okay, so next question regarding retail. When should we expect acceleration in retail chain expansion 2021?
We, so far as a status update in half, when we've opened 17 stores. Those 17 stores were all in Q1, and of course in Q2 this was entirely disruptive with COVID. So the situation we are in now is, first of all, we had a pause, a natural pause, because we were physically unable to open any stores, and now we've geared that back up in a post-COVID environment where we've already recommenced with our opening of new stores. We are evaluating the current pipeline, which has continued to grow even during the COVID time. So from our perspective, we're pleased with the pipeline growth with expansion and the pipeline of stores that we have available to us. Now we're just evaluating how many will fall into this year and how many will come into next year, and how much or how many stores we can open possibly next year. So this update we will be able to provide in the next round of results.
Okay, so next question. Why your like-for-likes were below the level of food inflation in the second quarter?
Okay, first, it's not food inflation that matters, even if they're below anyway. Matters the specific inflation of the categories where we operate more. As you know, independent trade, on the case of the wholesale, has a very specific mix. We are much more on the drink side than on the food side. So for us, the most important is the inflation on soft drinks, beer and vodka. This, it's kind of 50% of sales. With tobacco, it will be more than 50% of sales of the independent trade. So we anyway were slightly below this, and this has to do also not business unit by business unit, but on the wholesale side, as we saw, we in the total wholesale, we lost about 450 million, which is 5% of sales in things exterior to the business. Was the Orlen contract and was the Horeca because of COVID. If you include this, we are roughly in line. So you don't think we lost the market share.
Okay, so next question, do you see any major changes in the level of competitive intensity in the retail and wholesale segments?
So from retail, you can start.
I think given what we've already discussed regarding the macro environment, it's clear that price is going to become important. Certainly in a post-COVID or during the COVID time, food safety, food quality has really become, and health and home cooking has become really top of people's agenda. But of course, as we transition further away from this environment into what is a possible recession, and we see how this plays out, but price is going to become an important part both for the consumer and as we would expect, that will play out in the competitive landscape as well. So I don't think from our perspective that any of the competition have been sleeping in the last 6 months, even pre-COVID. So we would consider it to be certainly from a price perspective, to be competitive as it has always been and will continue to be.
In wholesale, obviously, we have very big market share, so whatever we go, someone has to decline. We're still not sure of the effect of COVID had on the balance sheets of some of the competitors, but the most important for us is the digitalization process, which we are clear advanced in comparison with anyone else and should give us competitive advantages. And it's being given competitive advantage in the last few years. So we believe we have strong competitors, even when they are not so big, they are strong, they are very aggressive. Our advantage has been in terms of the processes and way of working and digitalization of the processes, we have been quite advanced compared with anyone else, I'd say even outside of Poland.
But no more further questions, so just to remind you, please ask the question in the chat in the way to open it.
So just to finish, obvious all of us, I think investors and operators were very nervous what will be the impact of COVID. I will say now, even if the problem didn't finish, even if there can be second waves, even if there can be some confusion between flu and COVID from October, which will create some panic, we feel more or less relaxed that the worst is behind us and didn't affect any fundamental thing in our business. So wholesale side kept growing, kept doing their budget, kept going in the business, managing the business normal, with much more stress, with much more unknown. But at the end, it's behind us, and you don't feel that affect us in a dramatic way, as unfortunately some businesses were affected. So we are ready for our second semester, which I'll say will be very near business as usual. I'd say, as I said, business is becoming normal. During COVID, there were some situations, but in general, I felt suppliers quite supportive and everyone was working with the same objective. In the company, we were very clear that our first objective, and before our results, is to be sure that food gets to the tables of Polish people and that our clients have a good level of service. During pandemic, our NPS even went up. We measure NPS weekly in all the businesses and went up on most of the businesses. So I'd say that there was no big stresses. There was cooperation between us and suppliers. Obviously now some people who have a weaker position, they left more space on results or less space of results, but it's business as usual. I don't feel it's going to get very stressed compared to other years.
So we don't have any further questions, so I think presentation. If you would like to any other further questions on that, please contact me. My phone is on the website, also my email. I'm going to answer for all your concerns. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. You. Hope we gave the answers you needed. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.